Hey, Pastor John Aiken here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Faith Center podcast. We hope today's teaching will awaken and equip you to live out your God-given purpose. Enjoy. So, man, this week has been an incredible week, and I'm excited to share some things with you this morning. I hope your week has been good, but even if there's been struggle, even if there's been hard, God will work it out for good. So, you know, you're not responsible for everything, but you are responsible for your attitude and your actions and what you focus on, what you think about, what you meditate on, what you dwell upon. And so I just want to encourage you as you, even as we get into this teaching and we get into this focus on the Word of God, to remember you're not a victim, that God has made you powerful and you have a choice, and you choose what you look at, what you dwell on, who you talk to, what you think about, all that kind of stuff, and walk by faith. Don't walk in fear. Don't walk in anxiety. Don't walk in all that kind of stuff. Just because there's a bunch of chaos going on doesn't mean you got to be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? Just walk in faith. And so I've just been spending the time with the Lord and praying for you. And Sarah and I, we pray for you. We love you. We consider it a privilege to be your pastor and your pastors. And Sunday was fun, man. Had a good time Sunday. Prayer service last night was really good. God has been speaking some things to me, and I want to share something that he showed me in prayer, just really reminded me of, because, you know, sometimes I can get distracted, especially with all the stuff, man, going on. All the videos and all the different things that you can watch, man, it's just, you know, a ton of stuff. And it's easy to get distracted. I mean, I don't know about you, but I mean, it's easy for me to get distracted. So I got to focus. I got to like focus in and focus on, you know, the Word of God and what God's saying. And he reminded me of some things that I want to share with you. And so if you have your Bible, open up to Luke chapter 9. And if you don't have your Bible with you right now, for whatever reason, then later on, when you get to a place, either at work or at home, sit down and open up your Bible, open up your phone, open up whatever, and read these scriptures. I want you to look at this and read these scriptures. Hearing it's really good, but I want you to see it. I want you to look at it. And I think God will, God will speak to you. And by the way, man, the baptism Sunday, I forget exactly how many, I don't know, 8, I think, something like that, were baptized, and there was one lady at the, well, 2 came down who were not planning on being baptized, and then one at the end of service, I think when I looked out and said, if you're feeling nauseated, you know, at that end of service, if you were here or you watched online, you know, a lady was like, man, you're talking to me, and God's talking to me. She got up and stuff, and so anyways, lots of good stuff going on. But open your Bible to Luke chapter 9, and I want to read a few things to you and talk to you for a minute. I'm going to put 10 minutes on the clock. Let me get my clock opened up here. 10 minutes on the clock. Here we go. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your goodness, God. I thank you for everyone in the family who's watching and what you're doing and what you're working in our life. And I pray just your peace and your grace over us, God. Help us to focus. Help us not be distracted. And just remind us who we are, who you are, who you are in us. And Father, help us have a wisdom and a passion that is focused by your Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So Luke chapter 9, look down in verse 51. Luke chapter 9, verse 51. Let's just read for a second. Now it came to pass, when the time had come for him to be received, meaning Jesus, this is talking about him as Jesus, to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem and sent messengers before him, or before his face is what, before him. As they went, they entered a village of the Samaritans to prepare for him. But they, meaning these people in Samaria, these other people, did not receive him. So they didn't receive Jesus. They rejected Jesus. So they did not receive him because his face was set for the journey of Jerusalem. So they didn't agree with his agenda. They didn't agree with his plan. They didn't agree with his assignment. So they rejected him, is what that is. They didn't receive him. And so verse 54, this is where it gets interesting. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, meaning saw these people reject Jesus, they said, "Lord," and this is where they get, this is where they just get gangster, man. This is where they just get it. I mean, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume these jokers?" I mean, that's what they're saying. That's what he's saying here. Oh, man, I don't know about you, but I sometimes get that way, man. I can watch videos. If I go down the rabbit hole in YouTube or on Facebook and all, man, I can get off track pretty quick and just get my passion goes way beyond my wisdom. And I just see them like bowing up, you know, and getting all like, whoa, 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 you're rejecting the Lord. Like this is Messiah. This is the Lord. And you don't agree with his assignment and you're going to reject him when he's coming to the end and coming to Jerusalem, when he's going to, you know, the disciples didn't understand the suffering that Christ was going to do at the cross. I mean, he told them, but they didn't really understand it. And so the reality is that as they were, even though they didn't understand it, they knew something big was coming as they were heading to Jerusalem. They knew something big was going to happen. And so they were excited about it, but they didn't know what was going to take place. And so when these other people in Samaria rejected Jesus and like were opposing him, so to speak, they bowed up and they're like, "Man, we'll command fire to come down." Look at what Jesus said. Well, first of all, I think it's kind of cool. I mean, I know Jesus rebukes him here in a second, but it's kind of cool that they're like this is an option that's doable. I mean, they didn't say, "Jesus, you command fire." They were like, "Do you want us to command fire?" And they're probably thinking about Elijah and the prophets of Baal in the Old Testament, you know, where Elijah, you know, called fire down from heaven. So that's their biblical reference, I'm sure. And it's not like, "Lord, you call fire." So it's kind of cool that, you know, they're like, "Lord, we could call fire. Like, we could clean this place out, man. We could do some, hey, you want us to do something? We got it. Like, we'll break them off something." It's kind of what they're saying. And so look at verse 55. "But he turned and rebuked them." He turned and rebuked them. He turned, like, stopped, turned, and rebuked them, rebuked the disciples. "And said, 'You do not know what manner of spirit you are.'" He's like, "You're forgetting who you are. And you're even thinking about biblical references about Elijah. You're taking quotes from the Bible, you're thinking about fire, you know, being called down from heaven." And so even though they're having a biblical reference in their mind, the application of it, they're still forgetting who they are. And we got to be careful as Christians and disciples of Christ to just pull things from the Bible. And just because it's written in the Bible, it doesn't mean the application's right. It doesn't mean the Spirit of the Lord is leading that application. You know, in order to be biblical, you don't, the context or the thought or the idea, the purpose, it's not just finding a chapter and verse that you can pick out. It's the application of it and the purpose of it and the motive of it has got to be led by the Spirit of God, or it's the wrong thing. So you can't just take a word from the Bible and make it fit wherever, you know, we want it to fit and think that it's biblical. And so Jesus rebuked them. He rebuked them. He said, "You don't know what manner of spirit you are. You're forgetting who you are." Because that's not what the Spirit of God is doing in this situation. He says, "For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And then they went, like, they went to, I love how the end of that scripture is, they went to another village. It's like Jesus, I mean, it's like, look, so we're not going to be here. We'll move on. Because the people who rejected Jesus and opposed him didn't stop his mission, didn't stop his purpose. And if he would have yielded to the disciples and let them just call fire and let them fight that battle, like, we need to fight. Oh, man, they would have been distracted from their mission of going to Jerusalem. And so that's why you got to know what spirit you're of. And so before you make any kind of action, before you take action, before you speak, before you act, before you post something, before you say something, before you do something, you got to remember what spirit you're of. And you got to know, is this spirit-led or is this flesh-led? Is this a reaction of the flesh, even if I got a biblical verse to assign to it? Is this my reaction to try to fix something or do something? Or is this what the Spirit of God is doing in this moment? Is this what the Spirit of God is saying in this moment to these people? And so it's really crucial to understand how the Spirit of God operates and what he's beginning to do in any given situation. You can't just have a cookie cutter thing of taking a Bible verse and we got to go do this. And you got to be real careful, man, that mob mentality. You know, we've seen it in our nation, both sides, left and right. And we got to be careful that as believers, as disciples of Christ, we're not led by the mob. We're not even led by the majority. We're led by the voice of the Lord our God. We're led by his spirit. We got to know what spirit we're of. And I think of another verse like Luke 4:18. I know you know Luke 4:18, talking about the purpose of Jesus and what spirit that we're of. That's when he stood up and declared his purpose. And I was reading it last night in prayer service. Luke 4:18, Jesus stood up and said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me." He's anointed me by his spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel, the good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted. That means those who have been crushed, those who've been broken into pieces and shattered and trampled upon, that we're supposed to preach the good news to those who are poor and to heal, to bring healing to those who have been crushed. To proclaim liberty or freedom, release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. That's what the mission of Jesus was. That's what the Spirit of God anointed Jesus to do, and that's what spirit we're of. It's not by might, it's not by strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And we need to he's just reminding me of that's the secret weapon, you know, the Word of God and the Spirit of God working together to accomplish the purpose of God. And that's what we need to be, people of the Word, who are in the Word every day, because you can't just follow the Spirit like on a whim every now and then and think you're going to be accurate. You got to have a lifestyle of being in the Word, a lifestyle of being still and knowing that he's God and letting him speak to you, so that before you act or before you speak or before you post or before you do anything, you know what spirit you're of. And so you represent him well and you speak the truth in love. And he'll tell you by his spirit not only when to take a stand, but how to take a stand. Because we can't do it with carnal weapons. We can't do it just because that's what the other side is doing or that's what somebody else is doing. We're called not to destroy men's lives. We don't battle to gain some victory to destroy men's lives. What we do is Jesus came to seek and save the lost. And that's what we're about, man. Listen, we're not. Look, my timer's dumb. I'm going to say one more thing. I'm going to let it go. We're not here to build America. We're here to build the kingdom. And we can only do it by the Word of God, in obedience to the Word of God, and with a heart that is following, hearing and following the Spirit of God. Remember what spirit you're of. Father, may your peace and your blessing rest upon your people and help us as sons of God and daughters of God, be led by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks again for listening to the Faith Center podcast. To connect with us, go to faithcenter.tv and fill out our connection card. We pray blessings over you and your family. We'll see you next time.